Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that you can wrap up your position for next season, but you can certainly wrap up being a major part of the conversation and perhaps, along with some other circumstances that we're going to get into later, keep your team from drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Wrap up your opportunity. I mean, that's the way I would look at it. What's the level of opportunity Shedeur Sanders is going to have next year? Because I bet he will be on the roster here next year, again, pending some other coach come in.
I would certainly think so.
I think he'll be on the roster. So the next question from there is going to be, what is your level of opportunity? Are they going to look at you and go, hey, you need a boatload of development. You're back to being the third string. We'll have you work with coach such and such throughout the whole thing and go from there.
Which do you think is possible?
Yes.
I wonder if that's possible. You know, it's like the genie's out of the bottle. Can you put the genie back in the bottle? In other words, could you now just say, hey, Shedeur, you're going to be the backup. You're going to be third string. I can't even picture him being third string. Maybe backup, but because the only way I see him as the backup here is if they decide that Deshaun Watson is healthy and good to go. I don't see them bringing in a quarterback who would start above Shedeur next year. Do you? See, that's the
good.
I mean, how and why.
If you're operating...
That's Dan Menigan, by the way. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's out today.
If we're operating under the thought that a new coach could come in, again, we've been down this road enough times that we know how this goes. If a new coach comes in here, that new coach might look at the quarterback room that's here and go, I can't win with this. I need my vet. And that coach could turn around and trade for Mac Jones. And a chunk of us could all look at each other and go, oh, God, really? Him? We could play that. You could easily play that game.
Insert Carson Wentz here.
Right. I need to bring in my guy. We've been down this road, we've been down this road enough times to know that could be the case. Now, I'm not in for that idea. I don't want that idea. I would rather go into next season and go, the quarterback is on the roster right now. And again, let's get as much data as humanly possible before hopping into the next draft, because I don't think this team is one draft away. I don't think this offensive line is one offseason away from being fixed, though Mike Martz told us you can do it. Yeah, you can. But what's the overall likelihood that you will do it? See, that's the other side of this whole thing. I'm someone in a team building philosophy who likes to build everything around and drop the quarterback in, and then we go. So let's start building everything around.
Especially if you have to reach for the quarterback, if you're not going to do it that way. Right now, any quarterback would appear to be a reach.
Let's start building everything around, and maybe Shedeur Sanders is that guy, and he's the quarterback already dropped in, and you build around him. Great. Give me as much data as humanly possible to make that decision, because that way I can invest in other places.
You know, the one thing about Sanders in this situation is the tape that he puts together might not be tape for the guys who are here.
Yeah.
And that's why I think these games could be critical, because who knows, but you could be coached by someone else next year and you could have a different general manager next year and they don't have any attachment to you, and you might need to put stuff on tape to show them exactly what you can do.
Can I take a behind the mic question and move it to the front of the mic? This is something I'd ask you behind the mic. You ready?
Go ahead.
How hard would you laugh if the Browns moved on from Kevin Stefanski and Kevin Stefanski ended up on a different team and they traded for Shedeur Sanders?
Okay, that'd be the most stunning thing ever.
How hard would you laugh?
The one thing that
I might have tears in my eyes.
The one thing that we have seen is that Shador seems to have made a pretty good impression on his teammates. And when you think about teammates on the offense, one guy who's always been a pretty straight shooter and a guy who's always wanted to be here and is here now and was the only starter on the offensive line who actually played the other day was Joel Bitonio, who had these thoughts on Shador after the game.
He's never complained once. He just really does keep his head down, and he's trying to pocket, you know, breakdowns, and he takes some big hits, and he's just back up and trying to make the next play, trying to make a big play. So it's a huge credit to him, and hopefully we can continue to improve around him, give him a chance.
The first thing Joel said there, you didn't hear it very well, is he never complained once. And he just kept going and working and, you know, doing what he's supposed to do out there, which, if you're a young player, period, but especially a young quarterback, and things aren't going well, that's how you endear yourself to your teammates. Freese is in Akron. Hello, Freese.
Freese, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Doing well.
So I've been listening to y'all show and a couple others on the morning show, and I've been hearing a lot about this evaluation, you know, basically like of Shador or whatever, right?
First, appreciate you listening, man. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. But the only problem that I'm having is that the guys that he throwing to or got protecting him, like most of those guys on the offensive line right now that's filling in for our starters, they probably won't even be in the NFL. And then our receivers, we got one legitimate receiver, which is our tight end, who's catching balls and making plays, man. We don't have a number one receiver or anything like that. So I don't think it should be the evaluation of Shador and whatever he can do in this offense. The problem is what Barry has put out there for him to operate in this system, and Stefanski, if they can't get it together and at least produce 20 points a game or whatever for the next couple weeks, I just think they got to go. That way we can get somebody in here, man, who can really evaluate some talent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And put our offense together and make us at least competitive for the next couple years.
Freese, very sensible thoughts. And Dano, that's the one thing that we said after the loss the other day is just this. Okay, you just got smoked by Chicago 31-3, and you had one starter on your offensive line and your wide receiver. So how can you get a good evaluation on anybody? And Freese is right. That's one of the issues here in the final three games. Are you going to get a good evaluation on anybody on this offense based on what the offense actually looks like?
But it's the only thing I got, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's the problem.
That's the point.
Yep. I can't change the variables.
That's the
because
point.
You ready to tick some people off? We can make the same argument that Dylan Gabriel went through the same thing and had the same circumstances and situations. Maybe a healthier Jack Conklin. But yeah. Boy, if that's going to be your answer to this question, then
and
we're playing the same
Wyatt
game.
Healthier Wyatt Teller.
And a healthier Wyatt Teller. You're right. Yeah. But we're playing the same game, essentially, with both of these guys.
And Posick, come to think of it.
I have to look at these guys and judge what is in front of me by what I have on the table. I can't change the variables. I can't all of a sudden pick up the phone and bring in other wide receivers and bring in other offensive linemen. I got to judge the guys by what I'm seeing in front of me right now because it's the only data I have.
Jim's in Strongsville. Good morning, Jim.
How are you, Jim?
Hey, guys, I couldn't disagree with you more. Listen, I think if the Browns, I would think that they were literally insane if they went in the next year and says, we've got the quarterback for next year on the roster right now. Because you know what? That tells me you don't have a plan. What's your backup plan? And I'm going to take you guys back to this one right here. Because we all said it at the beginning of the year, and I want to remind everybody of it. We all said at the beginning of the year there was probably nothing either of these quarterbacks could do to convince us that they would have to play so well, but there was probably no chance they could play even well enough to convince the Browns not to take a quarterback in this upcoming draft. What's changed? Shedeur Sanders hasn't played lights out. If one of these top two quarterbacks, which the Browns keep losing, is there, you take the quarterback. Look, I get it. Sure, showing some nice little flashes and whatever, and we're all against the journeyman guy. But guess what? Some of these journeyman guys, we don't know that Shedeur Sanders isn't worse than them. He's not done anything to prove to me that he's this guy that's better than some journeyman that you bring in that's going to – look, it goes back to what Jeff and I have been talking about forever. You try to win every year. The goal is to win. You try to win. I have no interest in going in next year without a backup plan to Shedeur. Like, that's insanity. That's throwing a year away saying, well, if he doesn't work out, at least we'll have a good draft pick for the following. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
I am not interested in that. You have to have a plan, backup plan on your backup plan, and I don't think anything's changed with Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel to tell me that, like, we've said from the beginning of the year, they couldn't do anything that would stop it. And now we've gotten subpar performances or not lights out performances from both of them. Now we're like ready to say, well, maybe we do have a good quarterback. We don't have to do it. I just don't understand the change of philosophy.
Jim, thoughts on this? And here's a little bit of the change of philosophy. And we're going to get into this coming up in the noon hour. The guys who I liked most who were possibly coming out of this draft aren't coming out in this draft. And all of a sudden, the draft that looked like there might be five or six first-round quarterbacks, I've got a couple of mock drafts we're gonna talk about, along with just taking a look at these guys. One mock draft has only three quarterbacks coming or getting drafted in the first round, and one of them, only two of them in the top, like, five. And that's the issue. I don't know if you're going to find anybody better, and it might be a situation, this is my thing, where you kick it down the road another year.
If you're picking top one or two, though, I think that you have to kick the tires and look real long and hard at the top two guys that are going to be there. That's all I'm saying.
But if Moore is there, yeah, we'll have a conversation. If Mendoza is there, yeah, we'll have a conversation.
But see, that's the problem. The problem is Jets are going to be up there and talk that they can trade up to the Giants if the Giants have number one. And Raiders are right there. Both teams need quarterbacks. That's the problem, Jim.
Well, like we've talked about before, I'm not trading assets to move up for either of these guys.
I agree with you. Jim, thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
But that's the thing, is we walked into this season and we set the goal. The goal was to find out if the quarterback of the future is sitting on the roster or in the 2026 draft.
And see, I don't think that's been accomplished.
And I don't think that's been accomplished either.
And I agree with Jim. We said I don't think there's enough sample size. I don't think we've seen enough of Dylan Gabriel. I also think Shedeur is ahead of him. And I know we haven't seen enough of Shedeur. He's only had four starts. Mm-hmm. And will three more be enough? I don't think so.
And I want to see more.
But it might be all you get. See, that's, and I mean that from this standpoint. Okay, this is all we have of a sample size of this guy. And any quarterback that we want in this draft isn't available to us. Either they're going back to school or they're going 1-2. You know, the Browns might end up with one too many wins this year to get the quarterback that they might want, and that's a bad thing. Have you seen enough to make you think, yep, you're good to go, or do you want to see more? And that puts this team in a really, I won't say tough spot, but boy, they have decisions to make that they better not, you better not miss if you're thinking you're going to draft a guy. I think you can bring back what you have and be okay, because bringing back what you have doesn't lead to another big swing and a miss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.